never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Yeah. Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up. Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up.
Man, oh man, oh man, thank you so much for all the work you do to motivate and inspire me. A couple times a day, I'll get a phone call or maybe jump on Zoom or an email. Today it was South Africa. It was Iceland of all places. It's cool people in Iceland. It was Paris, France. That was harder because they didn't speak English that great and I don't speak French. But nonetheless, thank you. It was so cool. The thing everybody had in common was change. Around here, we don't go back in time to our childhood to figure out what caused us and made us who we are. We don't do that. I look at today. I become aware of what we're doing today. It's serving us somehow. And how can we take today and make tomorrow better? That's what we do here. And so today we'll talk about making that change tomorrow and maybe a lot of change in the next 30 days. And I want to toss in something a little bit about the will and the way. If you haven't heard that, we'll talk about that today. Well, you need to know it, so hang on for the ride, okay? It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day since 2006, episode 4,000. Where are we now? 4,818 today. Hard to believe it's been that long. We were podcasting before podcasting was cool, and then it became cool, and then it was really cool, and then it was not so cool. I don't know where it is today. Nonetheless, it's now it's just a thing these days. But anyway, good to have you here today. I did mention my Face Your Passion group that we're bringing in 5 or 10 more people. Really growing slowly. The people in right now getting personal coaching, heavy duty stuff. I mean, it's really, literally, it's you can pay $3,000 or $4,000 a month for the kind of coaching we're giving right now. It's the beta group. It's fantastic. It's unbelievable. If you were on my workshop 6 weeks ago and it wasn't quite for you then or you had questions, send a note to scott@motivationtomove.com, my email. I'll send you a note back with a link. We'll get on Zoom. I'm going to answer your questions. That's it. No sales pitch. It's for you or it's not. Do it if you want to. We've got some openings for you, okay? All right, so let's do this thing. The will and the way in 30 days? Really? Can you change? Well, the answer is yes, you can change in 30 days. How much can you change? More than you think. Now, before I get into this, let's think about that for a second. You can change. It's been said all change is instantaneous. It's just we put it off. We beat around the bush, but it changes. If a thunderstorm came by and hit lightning on your house, immediately your life changes that day. Boom. You're not going to wait 30 days for the lightning. You're not going to plan on lightning striking your house, are you? No. It happens, you change. It is that simple. Everything is like that. Now, we're humans, it gets more complicated. But let's start with that. Let's move on. Because a lot of people say it's only silly. You can change anything and everything about your life in 30 days. I believe you can literally change everything about your life. If you don't believe me, just ponder that for just a few minutes. What could happen if lightning struck your home? Lots of ramifications to that that would change everything about your life, including maybe your life, right? It is totally possible. So if you don't believe me, just think about it a little bit. Don't get all crazy about it. Don't get all philosophical about it. Don't get all like positivity psychology about it. Don't do that. Just accept it's possible. So call me silly, but everything I've ever done in my life was rooted in a sprint, usually about a 30-day sprint, a lot of things over a week or two. And some of those 30-day sprints became, you know, 6 months or a year. But every single time I've done it, everything changed. When I sat down and said, let's go, let's do this thing, it's going to happen. I commit to it. I go after it. Yes, I lose a lot of sleep. Yes, I work too hard. I get bags under my eyes, the whole thing. But every time I do it, it takes me to the next stage of life. I literally create the next level. I said, let's go make it. Let's do it. Whatever it takes to get there, boom, done. And it carries me like this thing. I did this 20 years ago. I started this thing 20 years ago. It was not fun to start. Trust me. I'm still here. Man, you could change everything about your life. We're going to talk about that now. How do you do it? Well, Napoleon Hill said, the first thing is to have a major definite purpose. Around here, we call it a big-ass goal or an obsessive objective. Got to be big, got to be a little scary, make you a little bit hesitant to do it, but it has to be a definite purpose. You got to know what you're going after. It's just real simple. If you don't know exactly what you're going after, the motivation will not be there for you to do that. Number two, if you're a negative talker about yourself, that needs to come to an end. Others will throw sticks and stones. You do not need to throw them at yourself. In my coaching, and I spend, I don't know, maybe 15 hours a week talking to people, groups mostly these days, but a lot of individuals as well. And I will tell you, one of the things that I do that people pay me to do, and it's kind of weird, but it works. I don't let them do that. Anybody talks negative, I stop it. I interrupt that pattern, I redirect them, and they'll try it three or four times. And eventually they go, okay, this is not going to work. It's like your kid trying to do something they're not supposed to do, and you keep stopping them, eventually they stop. It happens. My dogs and cats do that as well. So stop the negative talk. There's enough of that going on around. Just try to get, and it's hard sometimes. It's easier to really shout yourself down, beat your self-esteem up. It's easier to do that than try to pump yourself up. Once you get that momentum, whatever got you here today, I don't care what it is that got you here, that's positive. Give yourself some credit. Even if it's a bad thing that got you here, you're looking to fix something. Don't dwell on that. You're going to get more of it. I want you to list all the things that you can be successful at. Napoleon Hill said the same thing. Make it a long list. Long list. It's make it a list so long you get tired of writing it. The stuff you can be good at. All of us are good at things. You're not going to do them all. I was talking to Boston this morning on my call. And she said, you know what you did to me, Scott? I had this list of all these things out here, and I'm so tired. I'm so worn out. I'm starting to focus. I said, that's my point. I wore you out. I loaded you up to the point that you made this long, long list of everything. And eventually, it's an absurd list. You realize, well, I'm good at all that stuff. Let me pick a couple. Make a list that's very long. Take the time to do it. If you won't take the time to make a list for yourself that's so long that you're like, okay, fine, I'm talented. Let me go do this thing. Nobody else is going to do it for you. Decide that you will do whatever it takes to reach your goal. Be obsessed about it for the next 30 days. Nothing will stop you. You have to decide to do that. And it's a big deal. You must get obsessed by it. Now, you can't get obsessed by everything, but there's certain things, and you don't have to do them all at the same time. I'm a big fan of not doing them all at the same time. I have people that want to stop smoking and want to lose weight too. Well, I said, well, listen, man, stop smoking first. Don't try to do them both. But stop smoking first. Why? Because if you've ever tried to stop smoking, you're going to eat. Suddenly your sweet tooth is going to kick in. So stop the smoking first, then lose the weight. Don't do them at the same time. Just do them. What happens is here, just a very, very short period of time, you're like, man, what happened? Look at my life. It's changed. But in any case, you got to do whatever it takes to get there. You have to become unstoppable. I don't even feel unstoppable sometimes. It feels like there's no possible way. I'm reading a book right now called Unreasonable Success. If you like history and biographies and you want to find out what the most unreasonably successful people like Jeff Bezos, Madonna, maybe Steve Jobs, you may not agree with me they're unreasonably successful, but you haven't heard what makes them that way. Once you see the inside story, you see everything that they went through to get there, how crazy it was and what they had to do, how far they had to commit to it to get what they wanted. The elements that came into play, it'll change how you think. I love the book. It's just come my style right now. Check it out, Unreasonable Success, Richard Koch. The impossible comes possible when you are focused, willing to take massive and perfect action, and don't take no for an answer. But I did mention at the beginning of the program, we'll talk about the will and the way a little bit. This is kind of new science. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on it today, but it is available in the coaching that I do because it's part of what I do these days. Modern neurological science about things. The will being the motivation. Motivation is one of these things we don't truly understand yet. It is a resource that does not run out. Like the popular myth a long time ago, and even I thought it was true. It doesn't run out. And then eventually I realized, well, no, it never runs out. I can reset it. Motivation is interesting. When you tie it to a goal, people sometimes wonder why I got all the motivation, but I won't do my goal, or I have a goal, but I won't get motivated. Well, the goal would be called the way. And to me, this is the biggest deal. Now, I have a concept around here that I teach all the time. Personally, I just call it proof of concept, that's all. And yeah, everybody calls things proof of concept. What does that mean? If I come up with an idea that I want to do, something that I think is big and crazy and I'm audacious and I'm going to go after it, very first thing I do is figure out if I can make it happen, at least on a very rudimentary level. If there's technology involved, I want to make sure it can happen. If I decide I want to teach a certain thing, I want to make sure I can actually learn it, understand it, get the results that I want. I'm going to go try it on myself first. I'm going to try it first. What am I doing, actually? Well, I had this idea to be motivated to go after it, and yet I just didn't move on it. So by doing proof of concept, basically what I'm doing is I'm figuring out the way. And this is the biggest thing that stops most people in going after things they want. Don't know how. And how could you know how? You've never done it before, right? So no matter what goal you set, if you don't know the steps to get there, you can be as motivated as you want to, but you're not motivated enough to go through the process, to go through the pain, to do whatever it takes to get there in the next 30 days. You're not going to do it. So a lot of what I do around here is mostly figure out the way for people, because I understand the motivation is automatic if I can show them the path to get there. Always works that way. So whatever you're doing today, if you're trying to find motivation, then look at the thing. Okay, this is what I want, and I just can't seem to get myself off the damn couch. All right, well, great. If I did get myself off the couch, what couple of steps would I take to begin to make this thing real? And the very minute you figure out the way, bam, motivation arrives like magic. There's a whole lot to the science of the will and the way right now that's out there. And frankly, we get to a point where you can't explain it any more than that. We don't know so much about the brain so far. We're working on it. But you can use your intuition. You can kind of figure out between the lines and go, oh, yeah, now I see why it works. At least to this point, now I see how it works. I'm going to get what I want. If you're looking for motivation, come up with something you want to do and figure out the way to get it, even if it's the first couple baby steps. That'll give you all the motivation that you could ever use. My Face Your Passion program was just that. I literally did not know exactly what I wanted to do with it, so I put in a proof of concept. Tried it out on a few people, got the results, and said, this will work. Ultimately, it has to make change in people's lives. I said, this is working. It will work. Let's blow it up. Let's go. All right, I'll see you tomorrow right here on the Daily Boost. Keep moving. Gotta get back.